Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Supercharge your TV moments with Sky Max, the new home for blockbuster entertainment on Sky.
Today FM.
Well, that was heartbreaking. That was just so sad. The team played so well. It was just up the road from Almansil between Lule and Faro. And the big game was on last night and it ended Portugal 2, Ireland 1. But they were leading all the way through, basically. Robbie's on the line. Robbie Keane, still part of the plan there. How are you doing? Actually, Robbie, from your point of view, Bruno Mars or Taylor Swift? I'm just trying to set up the next bit. What do you think? Should be a Bruno
Mars. Grenade.
What?
Yeah.
Bruno?
Grenade.
What?
Grenade.
Grenade? No, it's locked. It's locked out of heaven.
I go for Bruno Mars.
Bruno, okay. Bruno's in, right. That was very disappointing last night, wasn't it?
Ah, yeah. No, we were robbed. Absolutely robbed. I mean, I've seen some robberies in my time, but this was the biggest job I've seen since Ocean's 11.
Right.
This was a smash and grab job, Ian. Yeah. CCTV disabled, straight to the cash register.
Right.
They done a job on us. I'm surprised the Portuguese weren't wearing balaclavas.
Oh, really?
Tough to take. Tough to
take.
But
listen, Ronaldo, how does he keep doing it? It's amazing, isn't it?
I know. He's like an assassin. One of them fellas out of Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
You know, what did they call them? Manasseh.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going about your business, you know.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. It's all over.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, them headers. He's unbelievable at the headers, Ian.
Yeah.
I mean, he must have a neck like John Delaney. I'm sorry for Stephen. No, seriously, to be fair. I'm sorry for Stephen Kenny. The man, I don't know. If he's walking down the road, he'll be falling into a manhole.
Yeah.
The man is bleeding poxed.
Okay. Well, thank you, Robbie.
Sorry for him.
Yeah. There's always Saturday, I suppose. Ortiz, Tony O'Donoghue is still in Faro. Tony, what a night. What a night.
Good morning, Ian. Yes, an unbelievable night in Faro. And to be honest, I'm still shell-shocked.
That we lost?
No, I got to meet Ronaldo.
Oh, right.
And not just meet him. I actually spoke to him.
Oh, yeah. What was he like?
He smelled amazing. Really, I think he might have been wearing Paco Rabanne.
Oh, lovely.
It was kind of a sweet almondy smell.
Yeah.
I mean, and for my first question, he smiled directly at me.
Right.
His teeth were incredible. They were so white. And at one stage, he winked at me. Ronaldo winked at me.
At Tony, yeah.
Incredible. Wow. Incredible.
Okay. Did he walk off on you like at the end, which I thought was a little bit rude if that's the case?
To be honest, Ian, I was blushing so hard, I can't remember. But if he did, I'll have that forever. Ronaldo walked out on me. Tony O'Donoghue, Farrell.
Woohoo! Well, it was almost an historic night, as you say. And even the president was watching, a big soccer fan, of course, Michael D. As a soccer fan, Michael D, that must have been excruciating to watch, was it?
Yes, well, I'm absolutely devastated this morning, Ian. Let's be categorical about that.
Right.
I would like to extend my sympathies to Stephen and the lads.
Yeah. It was a great performance, wasn't it?
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Take the positives from the performance, which was an absolutely Trojan performance.
Yeah.
We got it down. We kept possession. John Egan, outstanding, glancing header. It reminded me of Keane at Juventus in 99. I thought Adam Ida holding it up top was a revelation.
Yeah, yeah.
And the wing-backs dropping up and pushing back, dropping inside, Doherty and Coleman. I'm absolutely gutted for the lads.
Right.
And I think there's got to be question marks, if you don't mind me saying, about the referee going forward.
Oh, well, I mean, you know yourself, referees.
Jesus, Ian, come on, for God. Are you blind? The referee was an absolute disgrace. Half the country was on their couch screaming, blow it up, ref. 6 minutes injury time. How much time was he going to give them? He was practically swapping shorts with Ronaldo at the end, who should have been sent off anyway for assaulting one of our players.
Yeah.
But he didn't even consult VAR. The absolute toolbox.